the OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That wraps up the first section of the awards. Time to get into the very serious business of picking our teams of the year. Kieran Donaghy, good morning.
Good morning, Owen. How are you?
Very well. How tough has this been for you to pick your 15 and your footballer of the year?
Not too bad, really, to be honest with you. I didn't struggle overly with my team. There's a few changes to the one that was picked by the Sunday game host. A lot of it picks itself.
Well, when we get into it, when we start in goals, who have you gone for?
I've gone for Thomas Gallagher. No, it's harsh on Stephen Cluxton. He's gone a season without conceding a goal. What I don't know how many shots he saved in that, whereas Thomas Gallagher was put to the pin of his collar on numerous occasions, and some of the saves that he pulled off against Monaghan and against Donegal in the Ulster final were outstanding. And I was at the game with Sky that he banged over that monster of a pint to win it.
Raymond, I presume, Kieran.
What was that?
Raymond Gallagher.
What did I say? Thomas Gallagher. He's on as well.
Could probably do a job in goals as well, and I'm sure he will be in there.
He probably could. Yeah. If Raymond got injured, I'm sure Thomas would be running back to take the jersey off Mella, John Terry, and Jonathan Woodgate, and whoever else. Vinnie Jones.
John O'Shea.
Did a great job at it one time. John O'Shea. But yeah, Raymond Gallagher. That point that he kicked was incredible, because they were 6 down with 9 minutes to go, and they miraculously found their way back into the game, and he was outstanding that day. And he's very good on kickouts as well. And, you know, Cluxton's unlucky to go a season without conceding a goal and not get it. But for me, Gallagher, in what he did for Cavan and how he led Cavan through that run and to win an Ulster medal, was absolutely huge for that bunch of players who hadn't done it since 97.
Right, let's get into the full back line. Who lines out here?
Full back line is Oisin Mullen at 2. Unbelievable year. Future massive leader in this Mayo team. And, you know, I think his next agenda now is how to make that number 3 jersey his own and just be the man that's the full back and that's going to be the rock. And he has to organise his troops and get the team defending going like the Dubs have at the moment. But he was absolutely outstanding. So he's in at number 2. Mick Fitzsimons is number 3. 8 All-Ireland medal on Saturday night. Huge hit, whether it was a free, black card, yellow card, red card, whatever way you want to call it. He laid down a marker, saw his opportunity to do it, and wouldn't be perceived to be the hard-hitting guy at the backs, but he's so good on his feet. He's so good at doubling the ball. He's so good at sniffing danger. He's a massive leader. He's not worried about what his man scores. He's worried about what Dublin can score, and that's what you need in a fullback. That his ultimate goal is to contest everything and be dogged and do everything that's needed to win. And he's been outstanding again and fully deserves his berth at fullback.
Then the other cornerback. So far it's Raymond Gallagher, Oisin Mullen, Michael Fitzsimons. Who joins them in the fullback line?
Owen Merchant, I think he's been unbelievable, and like every Dublin back 6 players, and it's the same with their 6 forwards, and it's something that teams are going to have to try and look at, is getting them ambidextrous when it comes to they can play any position. And Owen Merchant can play probably 5 out of the 6 back positions. He could play full back if there was a small nippy full forward inside there for a team. Super quick, super athletic, goes about his business in the right manner, can attack and can score, as we saw last year against Kerry. And would be a nightmare for a corner forward, especially a small one, which, you know, every team would have a forward that Merchant would suit. But even when he's outmatched and outsized at times on the physicality side of it, his smarts and his speed and his speed of thought brings him to the 4. So he was outstanding. So I have him at number 4.
Good stuff. The half-back line, maybe at the start of the year, before anything happened, you would have said maybe Jack McCaffrey could be in a shoe in here, James McCarthy potentially. Do either of them, obviously Jack McCaffrey's not going to be there, but could James McCarthy feature a bit further forward in your team or not at all?
No, he's number 5, because right. I think that's his, even though he's, like I talked about a minute ago, they're so good at playing anywhere, these Dublin guys, they're just so smart, all of them. But he is, as a 5, you know, that's his spot. If you were picking a team of when they pick the next team in 100 years' time from the last 100 years, whether it be the team of the millennium too, he will be your number five. Eight All-Ireland medals and, you know, just unbelievable. Whatever your job you want him to do, whether you want him to be a battering ram, whether you want him to take somebody out of it, whether you want him to go forward and cause havoc, he did it all. He did it all yesterday without even hitting top gear. So he's in at five, and I have John Small in at number six because he's just your perfect tonic for a guy. He's tight, he's aggressive, he's nasty, he's smart. He's literally everything you want in a centre back. He's strong, he's physical, he's aggressive. And went through the last day and went for had the balls to go for goal and it just put it over the bar. But he's been outstanding and really making that six jersey his and his for a long time to come. And you know, when he needed to go physical against Sean O'Shea and rough him up a bit last year, that's the road he went down. And he can do all them things. And I went from Kieran Brady from Cavan as my other halfback. Just couldn't shift John Small out of six, but I think he was outstanding in the Ulster Championship. Really good against Donegal and really took the game to the first half when Cavan were only 5 points down to break. But he was a brilliant leader for them all the way back there. And deserves his spot.
Right. So just to recap so far, it's Galligan in goals, Mullen, Fitzsimons, Merchant, then the halfback line, James McCarthy, John Small, Kieran Brady. Now the two in midfield, I think you've already given the game away that it's going to be Thomas Galligan, and I presume, obviously, everybody knows who's going to be number eight.
Yeah, Fintan, you can't. There's no more that can be said about him. I'm not going to eulogise. I gave my speak in him a number of months ago, and I'll stick by that. And Galligan, you know, was just
what a story.
Heroic.
Like for a fella not to be in the starting team the first day out, to come away really
well. He was injured. I'd been talking to Hugh in the Boar's Head, and he told me about James Smith and Thomas Galligan to watch out for them coming into the Monaghan game when we were covering it that day. And Galligan came on and was brilliant. Came on as a kind of a full forward, half forward, one ball inside, one ball outside, won a massive kick out at the end of the game when they really needed it for his cousin to pop over the free, for Raymond to come up and pop over the free. So look, it's, you know, he absolutely deserves it. And what he did in that Ulster final will go down in Cavan Gael's folklore for many more years. And trust me, in 20 and 30 years' time, they'll be talking about this Thomas Galligan display like the Braveheart movie, I would say. It'll grow legs, it'll get better, he caught more balls, he kicked more points, it'll exaggerate and it deserves to.
Yeah, it's just a shame that everything was on television and people can find out for themselves if they want. And
there'll be no television in 30 years on, we'll be watching it on our sunglasses or something.
Let's get into the forward. So who lines out at 10, 11, 12?
I've Niall Scully at 10.
Right.
Just unbelievable. I did a montage of how Dublin are the best team around at doubling up the ball and when to sniff a double team, and that when they go into the tackle in the double team, it's either a foul or a turnover. They never let you out of that double team. You see a lot of teams get into a double team and the guy can wriggle his way out. If it's anywhere near the sideline, you're dead. But even in the middle of the field, they sniff when a guy is their back to them, that they can chase him down and that defender will hold them up and then the other guy comes in from behind. I did a montage in that for Sky the weekend, and the five turnovers Dublin got against Cavan that led to score, Scully was involved in four of them. So super smart, super unselfish. His pass to Kilkenny on the outside of the right boot in the first half yesterday was top drawer. His point was brilliant. And just a guy that's really grown into that now and a guy that's kind of almost now you're looking at him in the Flynn mode. When Flynn came in, he wasn't overly the best kicker in the world, but he was a fantastic athlete and all that. And Scully will only get better as an athlete. They'll keep betting him bigger. They'll keep making him stronger. And if he keeps that unselfish streak and that streak of what he wants to do as a player, when you want to be attacking and defending, it's a huge thing to look at in how smart he was in that role. So I think him as a 10 was a unanimous, I would say. I've Con Callaghan at 11.
Right.
Desi Farrell is to give huge credit for what he did with this Dublin team, you know, releasing the narrative down to this is our first year and this is my first year and this is this group's first year and all that rhetoric that they've put out there since the game. Deep down, they'll know they were all going for six in a row, but it's nice to have a fresh approach on it, and the management would have been driving that through for obvious reasons. But, you know, the move of Conn and Kilkenny, who were both on my team where they played mostly this year, is Conn at 11 and the other Kilkenny inside. And a switch that, if you'd have said to me, Owen, at the start of the year that, you know, we're going to take one of the most lethal full forwards and dynamic players and a guy that can take you on in a phone box and get out of it before you, you know, you'll be looking at Conn at full forward. And then you've the best centre forward in the last 5 years, who's kind of, you know, runs the show from centre forward, who gets on ball, who turns over ball, who's doing the point guard, hand up, running the plays, pointing fellas on. He's the best hand passer in the game. Every time he has the ball and he's coming at any of the full forward line, they know they can double back. They know they can come on the loop because they know Kilkenny's pass will find them in their lap. But yeah, Conn at 11 has been amazing. Coming out, catching kickouts, kicking scores, getting goals yesterday. Like, literally, could you play him at number 5 and would he get an all-star at 5? I think he would, you know. like there's no end to him. Could he go out there and be the second midfielder along with Fenton? Yeah, he could. Could he be any one of the forward positions? Absolutely. So look, that kind of versatility in their gameplay is what has them separated at the moment. And where a lot of teams stick to their best guys in their traditional spots, Dublin are really good at using league games and using games to try things, and if they see it working, they're not afraid to change it, and the players are very receptive to being asked to change their role. So Conn at 11 was unreal. And I went for Martin O'Reilly from Cavan at in the other half forward spot. You know, just look, he's their kind of spiritual leader, and I would say probably their smartest guy on the pitch. And that left leg is special, and, you know, was never found wanting in any of the big games and the big moments for Cavan this year. He was outstanding if you think about what he was able to do in all those 4 games. So he gets in my other wing forward spot and thoroughly deserves it. And, you know, a guy that you know, is 34 now, but, you know, really playing good football and able to compete with the best of them.
So Kieran Kilkenny is at 14 then, and who are your corner forwards?
Pretty easy, Killian O'Connor and Conor Sweeney. What Killian O'Connor did in the semi-final is we can't say any more about it. It's spectacular. He was in the best shape he's ever been this year. I think these Mayo boys will come back again next year. Like, you know, they'll shake this one off, I think. I think the lack of crowds, the lack of family members at the game, the lack of being put up on a bus or back of a truck and ferried around a few towns in Mayo to pay homage for the support that was behind them all year. They don't have to do any of that. They look forward. Christmas is in 6 days' time. They realise that there's more to life than football when they sit down with their families and realise how lucky they are if they have all their families around them in a healthy manner. And I think they'll shake this off very easily. Not very easily, but they'll shake this off easier than any of the other final traumas that they've had, because that's what they are when you lose one. But I think this one will be shaken off pretty quick. They'll probably be back training in 3 or 4 weeks and looking to improve. But Killian O'Connor, 4-9 against Tipperary is mad stuff. And look, he's again yesterday, he was really good. He probably was over anxious for the goal, for Conn's second goal. He should have been staying at home there. He should have been staying and at, like Dublin do, getting into that D and just leaving Conn, that if he beats somebody, that someone else goes to him, he just pops it over the bar. But he was a bit rash, and, you know, but rash true effort and wanting to be the better and wanting to get the ball back for his team. And Conor Sweeney on the other side was his point against Limerick in the Gaelic grounds was something that will be remembered for a long time. Outside of the left boot, 40 yards from a tight angle with all the pressure, a pint down, an amazing kick. And he followed that up with 1-9 against a very good Mayo side. And to be honest with you, if he'd got a few slips from his teammates, he could have had 3 or 4-9. He could have done very similar to what Killian O'Connor did. His performance in the Munster final, he was majestic. He was, you know, he was able to play his game. He was able to stay close to goal. And was able to do everything he wanted to do, get on the ball, get on the loops, win ball into his chest, turn and kick. And led Tipperary to an enormous win on the commemoration day of Bloody Sunday, and he had the jerseys on and a memory that he'll cherish for the rest of his life and something that he'll always be able to look back on, and a first Munster in 85 years. He thoroughly deserves his spot on my team and the official All-Star team when it comes. Dean Rock is very unlucky not to make it. I really tried to pick it spot for spot. I didn't want to move guys around to fit other guys in or whatever. Rock was brilliant, but what Killian O'Connor and what Sweeney did was remarkable, and they deserved their spots. And I wasn't going to move Conn to 10 and bring Kieran Kilkenny out to centre forward, because I think Kieran Kilkenny deserves the All-Star at 14 with that number on his back, because he was asked to do that role out of nowhere. Even though he did it a bit last year against Kerry in the replay. I think he showed last year in the replay. I think Desi Farrell, watching that replay last year, was going, this guy's got to play full forward and we're going to go with it and we're going to move Conn out. And what's going to be terrifying for teams is if they put the two of them in there next to each other full time, because if they strike up an understanding and a partnership, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I heard they have this kid called Brian Howard who might be able to be handy enough on the 40 as well, so they might be okay in that department. Don't be calling the other team the official team. This is the official All-Star team. The off-the-ball star team is the official team.
Off-the-ball star team. Yeah. No, this is my team and this is official to
this
me.
This is the one that Kieran Kilkenny will be riding home about, saying this is the All-Star that matters. Just before we get to your Footballer of the Year, the team is Raymond Galligan in goals, Oisín Mullen, Michael Fitzsimons, Owen Merchant as the full back line. At number 5 is James McCarthy, 6 is John Small, 7 is Kieran Brady. The midfield duo, Brian Fenton and Thomas Galligan, I don't think anybody's going to be able to argue with that. Half forwards, Niall Scully, Conor Callaghan, Martin Riley, and then that full forward line again. Almost picks itself. They were so good this year. Killian O'Connor, Kieran Kilkenny and Conor Sweeney. Now is the time. The official, the off-the-ball star Footballer of the Year, Kieran Donaghy, is...
Yeah, Kieran Kilkenny. Look, as I said, the switch inside to score 120 from play on. Do you know what? Yesterday, when Mayo got that equaliser in the 50th minute, Kilkenny just said, no, not today, lads. He did that last year with Kerry. Didn't score in the first game. Came out in the second game and, absolutely stormed it in the first half and almost led Dublin to the victory. Catching high ball, showing his physical power, shaking guys off, coming on the right-hand side and looping that ball over, as he's well known to do. But just an overall powerhouse, but all the time doing what's right for the team. If it's right that they need a score, he goes, does that. If it's right that he sets up a goal, he goes and does that. If it's right he goes foraging for ball, he does that. So, just an all-round and deserves it on the basis of how good he was, the fact that it was a new position, the fact that he relished it, the fact that he was able to be happy with maybe 20 possessions a game rather than 40 possessions in the half-forward line. A lot of fellas that touch a ball a lot in the half-forward line wouldn't overly be happy with the patient role that's needed now for modern day full forward play, although it's starting to change with the way teams are pushing up more. I think the forwards are going to have a bit more space to, this sitting blanket. Dublin have got the balance perfect. They had 15 men behind the ball behind their own half for lots of the game yesterday, but when they get the chance to push up and push sidelines and turn you over up there, they'll do that too. But as soon as you breach that, they'll go back and they'll get into their health defence and they'll get into their protect the D and protect the goals scoring zone, and they're extremely hard to break down.
Kieran, happy Christmas. Great stuff on picking the off the ball star team of the year. Thanks, Mil.
You too. Thanks a million.
Kieran Donaghy there on the line. Kieran Kilkenny is his Footballer of the Year. Hard to argue with much of that.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.